Thank you for holding. Is this Anthony?
This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Monday. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a customer service department that works over the weekend, but I don't. I go in with the family, so they kind of gather all the problems over the weekend, and then I come in on Monday and gotta fix it all. So it's been fun.
Oh.
It's been great. But I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing for gas bar junk removal. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, so, I mean, she explained it to me. So, basically, like, if somebody just researched any, like, junk removal, it would just pop up on Google as one of the listings.
Yeah, exactly. When you do that search right now, the guys that show up is like Fire Dogs, Junk Removal, Junk Kings, Indianapolis,
yeah.
Goodfellas. They're pretty big companies.
Yeah.
I know you're pretty small starting out, but, you know, everybody's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So we had a listing that became available as a Google partner. And so usually when that happens, we'll get a list of qualified candidates for the area. And then my reps, kind of like Tara that you were just talking to, they go down the list. We're just looking for one business owner that wants to fill the spot. Once we fill the position, we close out the category. So we can't work with any other competing companies in the area until another spot opens up. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you the pricing page here so you can see it, because there's a lot of things that we do for your company. It's not just like a, okay, first page placement, junk removal. You know, we want to list you for all of your services in the junk removal category. So we give you about 15 different keywords or phrases that we'll list you for on the first page of Google at a time. And then it covers up to a 40-mile radius, but we want to customize it. If you don't want to go that far, then we'll tailor it to you. So,
okay.
Every business is different. There's no just like cookie cutter, here you go, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. When she says you've been in business for 1 year but just made it official, can you elaborate on that? What do you mean?
Yeah, like basically I was working for like some landlords that I know, like doing clean house. Some of my family that has like construction companies, I did like a little clean house, but I never made it. Like I never start making like cards or like putting it on social media or anything.
Basically,
I work for a warehouse right now. It's like when I do got work for like the junk removal, I just, you know, my warehouse right now is lenient with me on my schedule. So until it really takes off, then I'll just focus on the company. But right now I work at a warehouse and then I do my junk removal whenever I do set up like any appointments, or if I have any jobs, or if I'm really busy, my company, my warehouse company, lets me go do the jobs and stuff like that.
Got it. Okay, so you even have guys that you could subcontract to. So you were subcontracting, doing kind of like junk removal hauling. Now you're like, hey, I got my own company, and to the point of if we bring enough traffic, you even have people that you could subcontract to now.
Yeah.
Am I hearing that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the timing's like impeccable. That's amazing. Okay. Do you have a website at all?
I was telling her that I have Facebook, basically like social media platforms, so Instagram, TikTok,
okay,
like that.
Are you doing like ads through Facebook, or is it just a Facebook business page?
Well, I passed out my business cards, and I have like flyers and like little things that are around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying there, but like, are you running ads through Facebook?
No.
Okay. So it's pretty much what you've been doing is like word of mouth and then flyers and then a little social media.
Yeah.
Like you created the pages, but you're not running ads through them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing NG Swiss and stuff like that, but I kind of fell off because they kept taking the money.
Yeah,
and I was never getting the loot from them.
Yeah, Angelus is rough, especially as new as you are. I wouldn't recommend doing that because it's, you know, the guys with a lot of money are usually going to win on there because they put themselves on Google, and then when they get a lead, they'll sell the lead to like four of you. But if somebody's willing to pay more, they usually get the lead first, and then they'll send the lead out to like four people. So it's like, you know, if there's a big wig in there, he's getting first right of refusal on it. He might steal them, and then you're just kind of like feeding off the crumbs, and they're still charging you for every lead, whether you get it or not. You know, it's,
that's what happened to me. It was like $100 and something for the lead, and then they wasn't trying to. They didn't give me my refund. Yeah, they didn't give me my refund or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been a fan of them. The big red flag with that service is they're like, here, sign up for a year. And I always tell people, like, if somebody's asking you to sign up for a year, that's like a woman asking you for a wedding ring on the first date. It's like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
What if I don't like it? I need to be able to get out of here.
That's what Thumbtack did too. Basically, like, Thumbtack says that I was going, I think it was like 3 months free, and then they took like $250 out of my bank account. And then I try to get the money back, and they said, well, we charge for $150 for the first month, and then the other one was three leads you got, but I was like, well, I never got the job. So like, and then I think there was like, well, the people that reached out to you wasn't responding fast enough, so we can't give you your refund. I was like, that's
what?
Not my fault, though.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, a lot of those systems that are like, when they get involved and they like middleman the customer, that's kind of a red flag, you know, too. Because it's like, why are they even talking to the customer, you know? With Google, they don't do that, you know, and everything's month to month. So you don't have to sign any long-term contract. You know, no smart business owners are going to keep paying us every month unless they're seeing good numbers. So that's how we know it's working for them. We actually got to get in there and make sure it's working for you. But what we do is we just list you for your services. So people type in junk removal, they see you, they can call you directly from there. So you're going to get live calls from this. It's not, you know, here we're sending you a lead. This person expressed interest, you know, because then they could sell that lead to however many people they want, right? So you don't want that. It kind of eliminates the exclusivity. You won't be the only guy on the first page. You know, they're going to have some options to pick from. But if your name's in that conversation as an option, by the time they call you, it's pretty much a done deal if you could fit it in your schedule, you know?
Yeah.
So, different ball game. I'm happy we found you. There's a couple of different packages that we offer. So I sent you the pricing page. For a new business like yours, the most popular is going to be the very last package down. It's called a Platinum Package Bundle. This is for a business that's like starting everything from scratch, because we would build the website for you as well. So you'll get your own .com with that package. Your Facebook page would also get ads. So you'd get ads running through that Facebook page that you built. So that'll give it a boost as far as generating customers through Facebook. But we also do the popular directories, put you on Bing. So, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You'd be on Amazon Alexa and Apple Safari as well. It's really an A to Z strategy. Because when you start a business, you don't know what's going to be the thing that, like, pops off for you. You know, usually it's Google, but you don't know. It could be, like, I get a bunch of leads from Facebook. Like, people in my community just use Facebook a lot for junk removal, right? So you don't really know until you try them. But rather than you go through this trial and error of, like, 50 different things and have a bunch of bills floating around, a platinum package will check all the boxes for you. And it'll have the website as well, and the Google business profile created and verified. So, you know, even if you were to leave the first page placement later, you still have all those things, which are huge credibility factors for people. Not saying that you will leave us, but I'm just saying, like, even worst case scenario, website alone is usually going to cost you more than what I'm about to offer you for that platinum package, because it's advertised there at $599. If you're willing to come on board with us today, month to month, in spite of all the stuff that you just went through, I'll reduce the rate down to just $299, and I'll waive all setup fees on it, and then I could even lock you in at that rate, Anthony. So that way you just keep that deal as long as you're with us. It won't go back up or change on you later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, realistically, you're looking at like $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. Oh, did I cut you off? Oh, he hung up? No way. Yeah, it felt like it was going good. Maybe I was talking over him. He said, and.